USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Search, rescue, and recovery operations continue on the fire-ravaged Hawaiian island of Maui. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says canine search teams are searching for those still missing.
We're working carefully to search the affected areas thoroughly and compassionately while respecting all of the cultural sensitivities.
President Biden will travel to Maui Monday to meet with first responders, survivors, and local officials. A federal appeals court is upholding parts of a decision that limits access to a widely used abortion pill. Judges on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals sided with a Texas judge and agreed the FDA did not properly follow procedures when it loosened access to mifepristone. The Justice Department is expected to appeal the ruling. A Quinnipiac poll shows former President Trump is still a top presidential candidate despite his legal trouble. Poller Tim Malloy says 54% of respondents think Trump should be prosecuted on criminal charges, while another 68% say anyone who is convicted of a felony should not be president.
That's a big number, and that includes Republicans. So a lot hangs in the balance on where this thing goes for Trump.
As he faces a fourth indictment, if an election was held now, it would be a toss-up between Trump and President Biden. However, democracy is a main concern, with 83% of Americans polled saying they fear it will fall apart. Most Americans say the U.S. should ramp up preparations for potential Chinese military threats. That's according to a Reuters Ipsos poll that showed 2 in 3 respondents believe the country needs to do more. The Federal Reserve warning the pace of inflation may mean more interest rate hikes.
In a recent meeting, Fed officials were somewhat optimistic the last quarter percentage point rate hike would be the last of the cycle and officials would wait and see how the hikes were impacting inflation. But new data shows the economy is expected to slow and unemployment will rise. That might mean another rate hike in September. I'm Lisa Taylor.
This is USA News.
Meet Joe A,
Hi.
Joe B,
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
More than 101,000 migrants have now passed through New York City's intake centers. Natalie Migliori has more.
To put that in perspective, this population is larger than the entire city of Albany.
Deputy Mayor Fabian Levy says new arrivals keep coming, with 2,700 arriving in the city this past week.
We continue to see these high numbers week after week, despite reports of decreases at the border.
In New York City's latest effort to free up shelter space, officials say the city has notified more than 2,900 adult men that they have 60 days to find alternative accommodations. I'm Natalie Migliori.
Target is seeing a drop in sales after backlash over its Pride Month merchandise. It fell over 5% in the second quarter, with customers buying less in discretionary categories and instead more in the food, beauty, and essentials categories. CEO Brian Cornell said in a statement the retail chain still plans to celebrate Pride in the future. O'Reilly Auto Parts being sued in Washington State over the way it treats pregnant employees.
The Washington Attorney General's office filed the lawsuit claiming the company refuses to give pregnant workers accommodations such as the ability to sit or rest and limit how much they lift or handle hazardous materials. Complaints also include no flexibility for restroom breaks or time to pump breast milk for newborn babies. At least 22 women were affected, and the Attorney General's office says the actual number is likely higher. They're asking employees who experience pregnancy discrimination to contact them. Brad Ford.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors, with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.